Across continents, the journey of the ferruginous duck. Discover the key biodiversity areas used by the ferruginous duck as it travels across the African-Eurasian flyway. The African-Eurasian flyway is a spectacular migratory bird superhighway, acting as a vital link between the cultures, landscapes, and people of Africa, Europe, and Central Asia. Stretching from the Arctic tundra to the southern tip of Africa, this vast corridor is utilized by more than 2 billion winged travelers and supports 465 migratory bird species. One of the many species relying on this incredible flyway is ferruginous duck. Currently classified as near threatened, this striking water bird serves as a perfect ambassador for the flyway, as its survival depends on the health of wetlands thousands of miles apart. Along its journey, this bird crosses countless sites, including key biodiversity areas, KBAs such as the Pokuplj Basin in Croatia and Lake Nasser in Egypt. A European stronghold, Pokuplj Basin, Croatia. This KBA is the most important stopover site for ferruginous duck in Croatia and an important breeding site for many water birds, including this species. The Pokuplj Basin, a 350 square kilometers wet lowland in Croatia, is characterized by oak forests and expansive meadows. The basin's network of carp fish ponds, such as CRNA, Mlaka, and Draganic, provides essential habitat. As well as ferruginous duck, the area supports over 20,000 water birds during migration, providing nesting sites for majestic species such as white-tailed sea eagle and collared flycatcher. An African sanctuary, Lake Nasser, Egypt. As the ferruginous duck moves south into Africa, it reaches the vast expanse of Lake Nasser. One of the largest human-made lakes in the world, it serves as Egypt's primary freshwater reservoir and a critical wintering area for water birds coming from the northern hemisphere. The lake can support over 200,000 wintering water birds, including significant populations of ferruginous duck, black-necked grebe, and great white pelican. Lake Nasser is not only an ecological treasure that sustains the only remaining populations of Nile crocodiles in Egypt, as well as African softshell turtle and the Dorcas gazelle, but also a cornerstone of the Egyptian economy and culture. It provides stable irrigation for agriculture, supports vital fisheries, and generates hydroelectric power through the Aswan High Dam. Conservation across the flyway and the sites that connect it. Despite its importance, the African-Eurasian flyway faces serious threats, such as loss and degradation of key sites and habitats related to human activities, such as the intensification of agriculture and aquaculture. Among other major threats are the illegal killing of birds and unsustainable taking, and diseases like avian influenza or the West Nile virus. As a result of these and other significant threats, 8% of the 465 bird species this flyway supports are globally threatened with extinction, and 44% are in decline. To combat these threats, BirdLife International was recently awarded a £7.5 million grant from the Ecological Restoration Fund, ERF. This three-year initiative aims to protect and restore an ecologically coherent network of sites, ensuring that birds can navigate these continents free from harm while simultaneously benefiting local communities and the climate. At the national level, Nature Conservation Egypt, NCE, our partner in Egypt, has been working tirelessly to protect Lake Nasser. For years, NCE has conducted waterbird surveys and successfully advocated for a complete ban on hunting in the site. This effort has already seen results, with species like long-tailed cormorant returning to the lake after years of absence. By protecting this and other key sites across the flyway, conservationists are not just saving a species, they are preserving a shared heritage that unites diverse cultures across three continents. Delivering effective conservation in Africa, Europe, and Central Asia is essential to ensure that our feathered travelers can continue their migration for generations to come.